Hallelujah. We have the assurances of God from the scriptures. Let me read some of them. And these assurances, some of them, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 to verse 31, if you have to write it down, meditate on it. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. And in chapter 41 and verses 17 to verse 20, we have the assurance of the Lord. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Oh. Do I need interpreter? Are you following these powerful assurances? He said in verse 18, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the sugar tree, the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord had done this, and the Holy One of Israel had created it. And the church will say, and the church will say, hallelujah. I read again chapter 43 of Isaiah. And here he said from verse 1, but now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O who? Who is he talking to? And he that formed thee, oh, who? Shout your name. You are saying, oh, Jacob. Your name is Jacob. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Somebody shout, I belong to Jesus. Say it again. Don't close your mouth. Say it very loud. Therefore, in verse 2, he says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. That is assurance of peace this year. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He said, I gave Egypt for the ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. And what he's saying is, this year there shall be divine connection. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen very well. Listen very well. I want to assure you that I believe with the whole of my heart that nobody locates this ministry by accident. And I believe that it's not everybody that can be comfortable in a ministry like this. You, different categories of people are here today. Listen very well. I want to share something that will make you think over your life. Hallelujah. And let me assure you that I believe with the whole of my heart, without a shadow of doubt, that what I am doing now in the ministry is God's perfect will for me. And secondly, I am not in the ministry for any other reason other than the burden in my heart to, after God, open my eyes to see what is going on in Christendom. I searched the scriptures recently and I saw and I read the history of the Maccabees. The children of Maccabee in Israel, where Antiochus Epiphanes, the Syrian wicked general that came to fulfill the prophecy of Daniel, putting the abomination that make it desolate in Jerusalem, where he came and desecrated the temple, pulled down through worship, stop the sacrifices, and brought an abomination into the house of God. The altar of sacrifice, he brought an abominable meat, a swine, a pig, to the temple and slaughtered it in the altar of sacrifice to desecrate the temple. Drove everybody away. Built an altar on top of the temple. And then came there and they were worshipping their idol, the god Zeus. He put it there. I read it. And helpless and powerless Israel stood there helpless because the man was in power, very wicked. You either bow or you die. And there is this man that rose up when he was so pained by what was going on. And he saw one day, he saw that a Jew was going to offer sacrifice on that abominable altar to the god Zeus of the Syrian. And he was going under the supervision of a Syrian soldier to go and offer sacrifice, that abominable sacrifice at the altar. He got angry and went and killed that Jew, slaughtered him, and killed that Syrian soldier. And he and his children, four or so of his children, they stood and announced to Israel, "Who among you is ready to join us to stop this abomination? Come and join us and let's fight." They withdrew to the mountains. And that began the first guerrilla warfare. Before any guerrilla form of warfare started, they started it. A family of five. They went to the temple. And when you take that type of stand, you know God is going to back it up to end that nonsense. And before you know what, hallelujah, these five members of one family known as the Maccabees is there in history. Not tell you something that all theologians know this. And then the fight began. And with God behind them, they pulled down that nonsense. drove those Syrians away and restored back true worship in the temple. Brothers and sisters, if your senses are correct and you have been reading this Bible that God gave us as a standard, a foundation for the Christian faith, and you look at what is happening in Christianity today, there has to be another Maccabees. And I see myself as one of them. True worship has been desecrated. The altar has been desecrated. Fornicators are given titles of prophet and apostles, and people are looking at them as servants of God. They bring comedians to the temple to make a caricature of the God of Israel that went to the cross, suffered on the tree there to purchase our salvation. They have reduced it to comedy and comic, and they are there sending those unconverted sons of devils that have no fear of God to come to the temple and make caricature of the cross. And people are clapping hands. And these are renowned, respected men of God. That people look at them as servants of God. And unknown to them, they are only followers of their master, General Antiochus Epiphanes. I am telling you this. That is true. That brother is saying it. The Bible already described them. They are wells without water. They are clouds without rain. No life. No life anymore in Christianity. No life. This is not the Christianity we see in the Bible. Something happened. The devil has taken over. Praise the Lord. When you come to this ministry, don't expect me to tell you, sinner, it is well with you. Sinner, it's not well with you. The soul that sinner shall die. You will die if you don't repent. They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. Let me say, because somebody may not come here again, let him hear it. Many of you, what is disturbing is just spirit of religion. You know nothing beyond I am born Catholic, I am born Assemblies of God, I am redeemed. If I ask you, where you are a Christian, you are more proud to say I am redeemed than to say I am a Christian. Because they have brainwashed you to honor the church more than the owner of the church. They have become general overseers when the Holy Ghost is the only general overseer of his church. They have pushed the Holy Ghost aside. Men have taken over the church of Jesus Christ. And God can never be defeated. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Let me tell you, God has never lost a battle. God has never lost a battle. Let me tell you, hallelujah, hallelujah. The first sermon of it doesn't matter in the Bible is in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, chapter 3. It was serpent that came to that woman. Did God say, you should not do this? No, 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 no. It doesn't matter. You will not surely die. You see, it's because you don't understand English. Pattern, 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 pattern. Pattern, pattern. Thou shalt not wear that which pattern, pattern. You see, now in the Greek lexicon, pattern means pato. And then they confuse you and you think they are saying something. And they are busy preaching grace, 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 grace. And what they are actually preaching is not grace, but disgrace the gospel. Disgrace the gospel. Disgrace the gospel. Disgrace the gospel. My Bible tells me, without holiness, you can't see God. You can't see God. I've often wondered, why is it in these so-called churches where they say the Holy Ghost, take Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I have never seen any of them where the Holy Ghost is speaking. Everywhere it is demons talking to the people. Who are you? I am Amadioha. Amadioha. I am Amadioha. I am the one killing all the people. Why is the Holy Ghost not talking there? We see manifestations of demons, but we don't see manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Only one man has what he called the Holy Ghost. Take it. He carries his own in his hand. Take it. And wah! And then they fall down. And then you fall down and you stand up and nothing has affected your association, your relationship with God. Why did you fall? What pushed you to the ground? And then they are saying that man is anointed. Certainly he's anointed, but not of the Holy Ghost. If I have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. While Peter here speak, somebody has to receive deliverance. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody has to receive conversion. Hallelujah. Now I am saying this just to give you a little picture of where God has brought you to. Those of you watching our cable station, the Bright Television, you didn't jam us by accident. I believe with the whole of my heart. Hallelujah. When this ministry started, personally, I did not expect us to be up to 100 members. The reason is because I had believed and concluded that people don't want to hear the truth, so they will not hear me. And me, I will not compromise it. I will say it and continue to say it. Even now, only 100 people I bring before God, I go say that the one will hear me with this. I will not compromise it for any reason. Praise the Lord. When our neighbor, where we were at that time, he told me personally that when we moved there through the window, he used to hear. When we preach, he said, this man, this county where they preach, this church go empty, nobody go they come here. But after some time, he had to park and go because there was no space for him to even park his own car in his own house. And he told me, he shook me, and said, I'm parking to give you people a chance. He said, now I confirm, you must be saying something. Now listen, if I thought, I was thinking like Elisha, who thought he was the only one. And God was telling him, he has 7,000 that did not bow to Baal. And that you people here believe a ministry like this, and you come here, I believe with the whole of my heart that you are one of two categories. You are either the one whose name is written in the book of life, for which reason Christ went to the cross on Calvary, or you are an agent from the marine kingdom and kingdom of darkness to come and see what you can do to spoil our testimonies. And these two categories of people, we can identify them very easily. Now, every true child of God grows. You don't become perfect in one day. But the devil, that is, you grow in righteousness. You become better and better as you hear the word of God. But these agents of darkness that come here, they grow worse and worse. The more we speak, the worse they become. By their fruits, ye shall know them. I'm not speaking to that category of people. I am speaking to the children of God that are determined that they will go to this heaven. How many of them are here? Oh. Eh? No, stand up, make I see how many. 1, 2, 3, 4. All of us are going to heaven. Sorry. I made a mistake. Sorry. All of us want to go to heaven. I didn't say all of us are going to heaven. All of us want to go to heaven. How many people want to go to heaven? Okay. Now, how many of you have determined this heaven, I must go, and you are walking towards it? Then sit down. Then make I talk confidently. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you come here, listen. My brother was from Abuja, came in from Abuja and told me. He wedded more than 1 year ago. And where he went to wed, all the big men around and everybody, it was a society wedding. And then I was the pastor that went there to preach. And he said, few days ago, his in-law came to him to tell him, please, I want to be under your pastor. And he was looking at him, why do you want to be under that pastor? He said, on the day of your wedding, I was sitting down there when he was preaching. That he expected with the category of people that sat down, that I will speak like other pastors will speak. Checking your language not to offend anybody. You know what they mean. You know. I will check my language. When I'm seeing painted face people sitting down there saying, raising fingers, they painted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord is good. With which finger? I will close my mouth when I'm seeing somebody saying praise the Lord and she's wearing trousers and dress and one hair alone, color green, color red, color yellow, for one head alone. And then I'm saying the Lord is good, you are a daughter of God. I opened up and I told them. Somebody was appreciating it. I said, this type of man, I want to know him more. When you come to a ministry like this, we are a restoration ministry. What is restoration? A group of people that are in a last move before the coming of the Lord to restore the church back to the apostolic faith. That is who we are. We are a group of people that we have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. We are raised up for the original Christianity. We didn't go to school, Bible school. We didn't go to Bible college, school of theology. That's why I am not Reverend Dr. Moses. I am ordinary brother. But though these people may not learn it be no boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling them but far away, his power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. Oh yeah, I am one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. That is who we are. We have all received our Pentecost and are baptized in Jesus' name. And I'm happy. I am telling you, give us some few years more, the Bright Television channel shall become the channel to watch. Hallelujah. I travel round everywhere, and when I go, people see me. Hey, this is the man I see on television. Just shake me and say, continue. Say it. Hallelujah. Yes. There is nowhere we go in this world, in Europe, in America, as at the drop of an airport, somebody say, I know you. They know us. Praise the Lord. And we will continue to say it. There is a message. It is a message of restoration. Babylon the Great, Babylon has kept the children of God in captivity. And Babylon is falling. It is thus said the Lord. Come out of her, my people. The denominational system is an antichrist system. And I have proved it from the Bible. God has nothing to do with the denominational system. It is nothing but cages of unclean pets. With their tables full of vomit. That is the truth. We will say it. They are hearing me now. All the Jews, listen to me. They call me all manner of names. That's why I am rushing. Every opportunity I have, I preach as if that may be the last sermon I will preach. So make I talk and confess. Hallelujah. That is my ministry. And you know what? God is not coming into the restoration ministry with empty words. He backs us up. Hallelujah. If I stand here and I say anything in the name of the Lord for your welfare, He, God, will back it up. And you know it, that's why you run away from your church to come here. You say you know it. You know that this man here, now only the way he talk, you know, like, but God didn't hear him. You know. And I'm saying it again, all of you listening to me now, nobody will die this year. Because I am in my line of duty, God knows that I am not in the ministry to make money. Hallelujah. And I have always believed that the testimony of a true man of God is not the car that he drives. It's not the houses he has built. It's not the cloth that he wears. The testimony of a true minister of God, hallelujah, is the testimony of the people. My joy is your testimony. I am standing with all humility, and everybody knows it. Under my ministry, I have told God, hallelujah, I am telling you this. I have been praying all these days, and I have been telling the Lord, hallelujah, fulfill my joy. You call me to the restoration ministry. Anybody that the devil has destroyed, when you bring them my way, restore them. Restore them. Hallelujah. And I am seeing it. There are other churches all around us. I don't call any name of any church. Oh, but if we close, see their members and see our members. The glory that is around our members, the difference is clear. The difference is clear. Hallelujah. I have told God, the evidence that you have called me, it should be seen physically on the members. That's the evidence now. How can you come to a church with problems? Year 1, year 2, year 3, the same problem remains there. Which grace is in that ministry? I kept emphasizing it to teach you to stop depending on the pastor, but have a relationship with God, because that grace I have, as a child of God, you have it also. Why do you come to me to pray for you? It's because you don't know that if you do pray, God will hear you. That's the truth. And life, death and life is where? It's in the mouth. And everybody here, you don't know why God gave you that mouth. I'm exercising my own. You too must exercise your own. Hallelujah. It means so much that the first day of the year that I can stand and speak over you, and I believe whatever I say, God will back it up. I believe it. And here we have nothing more to advertise to you than to advertise Jesus Christ to you. In Him is life, and life more abundantly. He is the one that answers prayers. He is our advocate. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He is our savior. He is the lifter up of our soul. He is the pillar that holds our life. He alone, and He does not share His glory with any man. Hallelujah. If you find Jesus, you have found life. I don't have t-shirts to advertise. I don't have apron to advertise. I don't have sticker as your source of protection. Hallelujah. I don't have anointed water to sell to you. I don't have anointed handkerchief to give you. Neither do I have anointed oil for anybody. But I have the anointer of that anointing. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I am His servant, and I will not share His glory with Him. And I have tried by all means to let you know the importance of having a relationship with Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, correct? We pray to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people don't understand what it means that Jesus Christ says that no man can come to the Father except by me. I am the way. Now, listen, church. I'm sure a brother is here now. Who is that brother that has problem with his employer that sacked him from Abuja? Now, he had problem with his boss. And the boss sacked him in their office in Abuja. And he's there crying, and he sent me a text that somebody said, I am close to the boss, that I am the only one that can intervene on his behalf. And he'll be sending me text messages, please, talk to him about me. I replied him, I said, I don't know you. How can I intercede for somebody I don't know? I don't know you. What do you want me to go and tell him? And that is how it is with the Christian faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, does Jesus know you? Does Jesus know you? You know Jesus doesn't know you. That's why you are running to the prophets and paying them money to pray for you. And these serpent seeds that are prophets will tell you, bring money and I will go and do this for you. Serpent seeds. Taking advantage of your ignorance. That Jesus that prophet is talking to, you don't you know him? He's so stupid. You come to Christianity and you don't know anything about the Christian faith. You don't know who I am. Yes, I know who I am. I know who I am. Eh? How does it go? Praise the Lord. Now listen, church. I know who I am. I know who I am.
We are the chosen generation. Wait.
You may be attending choosing church and you may not be choosing. So it's not what you call yourself. It is who you really are that matters. You can be attending Redeemed Church and you are not redeemed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you may be going to a Mountain of Fire Church and no fire is in you. Nothing. If fire is in you, then why are you fighting every day with witches? Praise the Lord. And you may be attending Bride Assembly and you are only a concubine. Nothing like that. Because you have no relationship with Him. I have been throughout this last year, 2017, if you observe, my emphasis in all my messages was to get the people to have a personal relationship with God. When you have a personal relationship with God, our work as ministers become simple. Can I tell you something? I am not a minister that rejoices that you had problem. You are giving testimony, and I call Pastor Moses, and I call Pastor Moses, and I call him, and he just spoke a word, and the problem was solved. Ah, man of God, God will bless you. When you do that, you know how I look at you? I see somebody that I still have great work to do on you. I'm not saying this to be humble, that is who I am. Because that, what have I achieved? To point you to me is my ministry, or to point you to my master? I am sent by a master to point you to him. And you are busy looking at me. Have I succeeded in the ministry? Hallelujah. You know everything about your pastor, about your prophet, but you know nothing about the word of God. Your pastor knows you, knows everything about you, but Jesus knows nothing about you. You know everything about Jesus, but this same, you know everything about your pastor, but you know nothing about Jesus. Who is Jesus? God in three persons, blessed Trinity. One young prophet here, look at me, in this church, he came to my office where he just came, and then God opened his eyes, and he was seeing somebody in my office. I was, he said, when you finish, he began to pray. When you finish, he said, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I said, shut up. I said, shut up. Because that's all he knows. But he has the gift. You have the gift, but you don't know the giver of the gift. People are fed up with what is going on in Christianity. To fulfill the prophecy in, I think it's Amos chapter 8 verse 12 or so. Hallelujah. Amos chapter 8, I think it's verse 12. Verse 11 and verse 12. Yes, verse 11, Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and verse 12. It says, behold, the days come, say the Lord God, that I, God himself, will do it. Send a famine in the land. But this famine is not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine of what? Hearing the words of the Lord. And verse 12, he said, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Crowd will be gathering. Some of these big men of God. The crowd will follow. I have tried to listen to what they are saying. And at the end, I will ask, what is the attraction? What is attracting the people to such ministries? And they believe so much in that ministry until one of them can ask if you want to just donate just ordinary 1 billion naira, you can go and meet my secretary. Not even meet him, just meet my secretary. What did he say? What is he saying that has affected that person's life, that has improved his relationship with the Lord Jesus? Take note. That's why I emphasize all I'm emphasizing, to call your attention to go into your Christian faith beyond religion and now enter revelation.